listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, we are diving into enrollment periods for Medicare Advantage. It's ASG episode 130, Understanding Medicare Advantage Enrollment Periods, written by Lauren Hayden. There are various times when a beneficiary can enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. If you sell health insurance, it's important you know all the Medicare Advantage enrollment periods and how to help your clients navigate them. Let's get started learning about the different types of Medicare Advantage enrollment periods and how and when your clients will qualify for them. The initial enrollment period, or IEP, is not truly a Medicare Advantage enrollment period, but you need to have a good handle on it to understand the initial coverage election period, which we will discuss next. A person enters their IEP the first time they become eligible to enroll in the federal Medicare program, commonly referred to as Original Medicare or Medicare Parts A and B. This period lasts for 7 months. For clients who are aging into Medicare, the IEP begins 3 months before the month they turn 65 and ends 3 months after their birth month. So let's say your client is aging into Medicare and their 65th birthday is on April 26th. Their IEP would begin on January 1st and end on July 31st. If they miss their IEP, your clients can still get coverage, but they may have to wait. As a result, they may experience coverage gaps for a limited time or even have to pay late enrollment penalties. If a client is under 65 and has been receiving Social Security or Railroad Retirement Board disability benefits for 24 months, the stipulations slightly differ. Clients who fall into this category will still have an IEP that lasts for a full 7 months. It will span 3 months before the month of their 25th disability check and 3 months after the check is received. Your client's Medicare coverage would start the first day of the month they receive their 25th check. So, for example, if your client qualifies for Medicare based on disability and receives their 25th disability check on May 18th, their IEP would begin February 1st and end on August 30th. Keep in mind that while many people are automatically enrolled in Medicare Parts A and B before they turn 65, the IEP is the first time a client can manually enroll in it. Clients can also potentially enroll in a standalone prescription drug plan and Medicare supplement plan during their IEP. Next, let's discuss the initial coverage election period, ICEP for short. This is the first time your client can enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, sometimes referred to as Medicare Part C. It's important to note that in order for your client to initiate their ICEP, they must have Original Medicare, Medicare Parts A and B. For a client who enrolls in Original Medicare during their initial enrollment period, their initial coverage election period can run alongside it. Like an IEP, an ICEP also lasts for 7 months. Your client's ICEP start date will be delayed if they wait to enroll in Medicare Part B. Since joining an MA plan requires enrollment in Original Medicare, your client's ICEP will not begin until they are enrolled in Part B. If your client enrolls in Part B at a later date, their ICEP will start 3 months before the month of their Medicare Part B effective date and end 3 months after the month their Part B coverage starts. Let's say your client's Part B effective date is November 1st. Their ICEP would begin August 1st and end on February 28th or February 29th in a leap year. What about the annual enrollment period? Unlike some Medicare enrollment periods that can have different dates depending on your client's age and needs, the annual enrollment period takes place during the same time every year, from October 15th to December 7th. This enrollment period is also known as the annual election period, or just simply AEP. During AEP, beneficiaries can enroll in, switch, or disenroll from a Medicare Advantage plan or prescription drug plan. Coverage selected at this time will become effective beginning the following year. So, someone who chooses a Medicare Advantage plan on November 8th, 2019, which is during the AEP, would have coverage through that new plan starting on January 1st, 2020. AEP is the most common and popular time of the year for clients to enroll in a plan. As a Medicare agent, it's likely that most of your enrollments will happen during this time, but that doesn't mean you can't sell Medicare Advantage plans all year long. In 2019, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services eliminated the Medicare Advantage disenrollment period and introduced a brand new Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. The new Medicare Advantage OEP takes place from January 1st through March 31st annually. During this period, beneficiaries with a Medicare Advantage plan, including those newly eligible for Medicare Advantage, can switch to a different Medicare Advantage plan or disenroll from their Medicare Advantage plan and return to original Medicare. They can also pick up a standalone Part D plan and a Medicare supplement plan if needed. Please note your clients cannot use the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period to disenroll from a Medical Savings Account plan or MSA. Those enrolled in Medicare Advantage plans as of January 1st can participate in the Medicare Advantage OEP from January 1st to March 31st. New to Medicare clients who enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan during their ICEP can also participate in this OEP from the month of their entitlement to Part A and Part B through the last day of the third month of their entitlement. Moving on now, I'd like to touch on medical savings account plans because we did mention those, and enrollment works a little differently for these plans. Now, technically, there is not an established enrollment period in which clients can enroll in a Medicare Medical Savings Account or an MSA plan, but it's still beneficial to know your client's options. Beneficiaries can join a Medicare MSA plan during their initial coverage election period, or the annual enrollment period. They cannot enroll in an MSA during any special enrollment period, except if they would like to join an employer or union-sponsored MSA during the Employer Group Health Plan special enrollment period. The MSA plan's effective date of coverage is determined by the period in which an enrollment request is made. Note, beneficiaries can only disenroll from Medicare MSA plans between November 15th and December 31st, or during a special enrollment period if they move, become eligible for Medicaid, or experience a special circumstance. MSA plans provide the same coverage that all Medicare Advantage plans must offer and can provide insurance for some other health needs, such as dental, vision, or long-term care for an additional cost. Even though they're high-deductible plans, you most likely have clients who would find MSAs appealing, so it's a good idea to include them in your portfolio. That brings us to special enrollment periods, also referred to as SEPs or SEPs. Various qualifying life events can make your clients eligible for a special enrollment period during which they can enroll or disenroll in Medicare Advantage plans. Possible qualifying events could include losing their current health coverage, moving, losing income, or becoming institutionalized. If your client qualifies for a special enrollment period, they must make changes to their coverage within that SEP's specified time frame. Rules about when your client can make changes to their coverage and the types of changes they can make are different for each SEP, as special enrollment periods depend on clients' specific circumstances. When you're selling, it's also important to tell your clients about the Medicare Advantage Trial Period SEP. Individuals who enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan when they are first eligible for Medicare Part A at age 65 are entitled to a trial period that lasts for 12 months. During this year, beneficiaries have the option to disenroll from their first Medicare Advantage plan and switch to Original Medicare if they choose to do so. They also have a guaranteed issue right to enroll in a Medicare supplement plan that lasts 63 days after they disenroll from Medicare Advantage. Beneficiaries who return to Original Medicare during this trial period also get a Part D SEP to enroll in a standalone Part D plan if they had a Medicare Advantage prescription drug plan. As a Medicare Advantage sales agent, you'll likely find clients who also qualify for an SEP in the dual eligible market, which is comprised of individuals who qualify for both Medicaid and Medicare. With so many different enrollment periods, it's important for you to be knowledgeable about these timeframes so you can share that information with your clients. It's best to educate them about Medicare enrollment periods, since it's essential for your clients to have the coverage they need and to know when to sign up for a plan. And remember, multiple enrollment periods mean that there are plenty of times throughout the year outside of AEP that you can be increasing your sales and helping your clients find a Medicare plan that they can trust. If you want to grow your sales but aren't really sure where to start, we recommend our website, agentsurvivalguide.com. It has helpful articles on growing your business, adding new products to your portfolio, sales strategies, everything else you need to know to help run your business more efficiently. We will have the link to our site in the show notes. There you will also find links to recent and related ASG articles that you'll want to check out as well. So be sure to visit the site. Again, it's simply agentsurvivalguide.com. That does it for this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. Don't forget, if you've got questions for the Agent Survival Guide team, you can call in to our Ask the Agent Survival Guide hotline at 1-717-562-7211 and get answers. Thanks for listening. We will see you next episode.